What we were discussing in terms of the Gemara was the machlokes between Abaye and Rava. We felt relatively confident that it was not an arithmetic machlokes about 7 plus 1 being equal to 8 or not. But apparently the nekudas ha-machlokes was whether Kiddush Hashem Livnei Noach is an intrinsic obligation, right? Inhu v'chol ab Yisrael, chol midi d'shayach b'hu, which is still a bit of a complex point. Versus Abaye saying it would have to be separate and distinct as it is for, you know, members of Klal Yisrael. And therefore it would represent 8, and, you know, we know that there are only 7. So we saw there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosvos. KD, you want to just remind us? So Rashi's position is that the conclusion of the Gemara is not entirely clear because it might depend on which factor. Who has it? Habitzina, habifarhesia. There's a dechia at the end of the sugya, right? Why did Elisha say lech b'shalom? Right, and the answer is, well, maybe, you know, he knew it was really bitzina, so there wasn't that much to worry about. Rashi says naman bitzima hava. So David, why did Tosfos not like this answer? You can answer in three words, no more and no less. I told you what the Rav said about your great-great-grandfather. This beautiful letter from the Rav to your great-grandfather, to your namesake. Have you ever seen that letter? Oh, I should show it to you. Okay, the Rav wrote him a letter. When he got smicha, the Rav wrote him a very beautiful letter. To Shlomo David, literally. 1944. I just saw it a few years back. Aunt Essie, if you know who that is, showed it to me. Okay, so Rashi says it might depend. That's a dechia. To Tosfos, as Shlomo David Gopin points out, says that can't be because my haviola means that we need a firm maskana. It's got to be one way or the other. And therefore, the proper girsa is v'im isa, if there was really a did of Kiddush Hashem, lemalei habitzina habifarhesia. Right? So the Balei Tosfos says that it's very clear that there's a maskana de milsa, and the maskana de milsa is that there's no din of Kiddush Hashem for Bnei Noach, which means they don't have to lay down their lives al kol panim. Okay, so that is as it is, and we understand the position of the Balei Tosfos. So let's continue on with the Shita of the Meiri. You guys have this? Meiri? Okay, David, take it away. So I can't be sure about this point. We'll think about it together. So the Meiri says that Bnei Noach, who, like Balei Tosfos, are not mitzuvin like Kiddush Hashem. And so what does the Meiri consider? And we'll see in a minute where he got this from. But the Meiri holds that, what's like the biggest chiddush? Just say that you're allowed to do this. Right. Now, Shimon, how did you understand Peturim Lagamre V'yavor V'al Yehareg? Yeah, what are the two ways that you could read that? As we discussed extensively in the sugya of Yavor Val Yehareg. Either it's a matir, right? Right. So how does that sound to you? Peturim Lagamre V'yavor Val Yehareg. Yeah, I think so. Right, that a Gentile should save his life. You know, life is valuable. Life is non-trivial. So unless you have to lay down your life, you shouldn't lay down your life. Maybe that's the Meiri's gestalt. And yeah, even though it's, you know, as Ari Herman would tell you, you know, it's hard to imagine there being any permission structure ever for anybody to do Avodah Zarah. Yeah, to save your life. Given that you don't really mean it, so you're allowed to. And maybe even have to. Now the Mishnah Lamelech pushes back on this. In one area. And this is a Das Yachid, but it's a very important Das Yachid. So let's go over to the Mishnah Lamelech, and then maybe we'll see what the Rav had to say, and then we'll circle back to Shitas HaRambam. So, and this is Benoach Sha'anas O Anas. David, you want to take it? Nisbar Yafe B'Divei HaRavim B'Chabir D'Rashosav.
B'Derech HaTorim Pesorim B'Chidash HaRav B'Din Zeh D'Rashil HaDamim Mitzuva Haven Noach She'ar V'Ali HaRig She'ar V'Ali Yavor Kevan De Misvara Anafka De Mach Chazes Ina Fresh Ben Yisrael La'akom
Yu'yin Sham B'Aruch. Okay. So Mishnah Melech has a Das Yachid, and he assumes, since the whole Svara of Shvichus Damim is that we can't figure out whose blood is any redder, so that should apply to B'nai Noach just as much as applies to members of Klal Yisrael. Who would definitely not agree with this? Which Rishon that we saw holds that my Chazis is not some generic statement about Tzalem Elokim? Rashi, excellent. Right? Chavivus Nafshan Shal Yisrael. But this Mishnah Lamelech says that, forget about Avodah Zarah, but that the biggest chiddush, right, the idea that if somebody puts a gun to my head, if I'm a Ben Noach, that I can go and kill whoever it is, Jew, non-Jew, whatever it is, to save my life. So he says that's a bridge too far. And again, without, you know, getting into the entire discussion, that's obviously very, very consequential in terms of the question of the life of the mother and abortion, right? Because apparently even if the child was born for B'nai Noach, they could, you know, terminate another life to save their own life. So, Kavachomer, you would say, an Ubar, which, okay, let's assume that an Ubar is a full life for B'nai Noach, which is why it's Shvichus Damim and why it's a Chi of Misas Bezdin. Okay, fine. All that is true, but for the mother to save her own life, she should be able to kill the Ubar. That would be, you know, the logical conclusion of this. So the Mishnah Lamelech is pushing back on that idea and saying, no, right, you can't save yourself by killing somebody else. But this is Das Yachid. That's not the Shita of the Baalei Tosfos, it's not the Shita of the Meiri. Most significantly, as we'll see, it's not the Shita of the Rambam. And so what would emerge is that, you know, the mother should be able to survive, and even at the expense of killing the Ubar. That's a reasonable assumption to make. Now, who would that not help, as discussed? That's true of the mother.
Doctor.
Right. Unless it was, a very unusual Ubar. That would be highly unusual.
Yeah,
right. Right. Jumps out of there, you know. Take the doctor out. Okay. So the Rav, in the Rishimos, thank you to Rav Heshi Reichman, one of the Talmidim Muvakim of the Rav, for writing this up. The Rav was interested in this idea because he says, you know, normally in halacha, when we talk about overriding an aveira, there has to be some mitzvah that you're accomplishing. As Gavi would say, maybe ase do chalos ase, osek b'mitzvah pater mina mitzvah. And, you know, there are always these rules that are associated with it. Yeah, osek b'mitzvah pater mina mitzvah. But if it's efshar l'kayim shneim, let's say it's not efshar l'kayim shneim, let's say it's liwud haTorah, let's say it's kibud aveim. Ase is dochalos ase, but not alos ase ve'ase. Maybe not alos ase sheish bokares. Yeah, there are all these rules, right? So the Rav says, I don't get it. What's the matir here, or the mechayev, for a non-Jew to override an Isser Shvichus Damim, Gilei Rayos, Avodah Zarah, Birkas Hashem, Dinim, Gezel, Eiver Min HaChai. Right, Ariel, you're going to need some mitzvah that you're accomplishing when you're docha something else. So how does that work? So the Rav, again, this is written up in Rav Reichman's hand, but, you know, in Eid Ne'eman. So the Rav is saying, Shira Nivamis, he said the following. So David, do you have it in the Rishimos over here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hatzos nefashos to have a mati b'fnei atzmo. The AFLP shechasar bo maise mitzvah. Ki etam ato matira v'afli chalos mitzvah. The harayami ben noach shemutr lo lavor al yisurin b'shvil hatzos nafsho. He came into eno mitzuva al kiddush Hashem.
So this is kind of a remarkable perspective, I think. Who picks up on what the Rav is saying? The Rav is saying, they're not achieving any mitzvah here. So what allows them to preserve their life by eating Eiver Min HaChai, by stealing, by cursing God, by doing Avodah Zarah, by doing an act of Gilei Rayos? So what's the matir?
It's Pishkoach Nefesh for himself, so he's allowed to be over instead of like dying.
The Rav said, saving your own life is gufa matir. Even though they're not accomplishing a mitzvah, you can't say that they're mechuyav in v'chai bohem. Veloshiyamos b'hem, right? They're not. They have the. That's what Tosa says that we saw last week. He said, why don't you assume that a non-Jew always has to die? It's not like they have the pressure of v'chai b'hem. And Tosa says, maskana was, no, maybe v'chai b'hem is only necessary for Jews, because you would have thought to learn from Rotzeach Anar Murasa. Fine. But the Rav is saying something fascinating, that all the rules that we have in terms of X being docha Y, Asei docha lo sase, for example. All of those apply to mitzvos. Chal shabbos achas kedei shetishmor shabbosos harbe. But there's one, like, supernova. Bracket buster. Which just trumps everything else. Hatzalos nefashos is a matir bifnei atzmo. Even though you can't say they're fulfilling any mitzvah here. That's a fascinating idea. There's a lot to ponder about that point. Okay. So, we come to the Rambam. So let's read the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Then we'll read the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, and we want to really make sure that we're understanding, you know, very clearly. Okay, David, go ahead.
Benam sha'a naso anas la'avor al achas minikosav motrelo la'avor afil nenas la'avor avodazara obit.
So, now we know. Who picked up that line? Afilo avodazara? Ask David Gopin. Cooking with Crisco. To tell Bayless to stay out of the kitchen. It's going to get hot in there. Okay. Give her a fair warning. Okay. Right. So the Ben Noach, Shanaso Anas, they're compelled to violate Achas Mimitzvosav. Does anybody have any reason to believe that there are any exceptions? Like the Mishnah Lamelech, do you think there's any possibility that, let's say, this wouldn't be true of Shvichos Damim? What percentage chance would you give it that there's an exception? Point one, I think you're being generous. I would say zero. The reason is, the Rambam says, number one, al achas mi mitzvosav. There are only seven of them. It wouldn't cost them so much. And then he says, Afilu nenas lavud avodah zarah, clearly indicating that, like, what's the worst thing that he could imagine happening is a person, you know, assaulting God by doing an act of avodah zarah. Even that is permissible. I emphasize, bold, underline, italicize, permissible. Lefi sheinan mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem. Because there's no obligation of kiddush Hashem. What a fascinating conclusion in the Rambam. Lefi sheinan mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem. Now, of course, if they were mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem, they'd have to give up their lives. But lefi sheinan mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem, so the Rambam is saying, mutar lo lavor. So that should bring us back now to the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, and something I think absolutely magnificent will emerge. Shimon, can I wait for a second till we get to Yesodei HaTorah? Okay. All right. Okay, so we've already explained that Kol Beis Yisrael is a very important expression, that this is what defines us as Klal Yisrael. The three times the Rambam uses this expression, we're convinced it has to do with a national mitzvah, Limud HaTorah, Tshuva during the Aseret Simei Tshuva, Kol Beis Yisrael. Who remembers what the Rambam called it in the Sefer HaMitzvah, so we didn't fulfill this mitzvah? That Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were the only ones who stood up to be counted? Ari? Yeah, like those two guys who challenged your... they were put down. Their coup was put down when somebody simply just wrote, Ayin Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Tes, Cherpa Gidola. And they were silenced. Okay. So Kate said, so how do we deploy, how do we fulfill this mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? Okay, which is of course an irony, because he's talking about somebody who of course is already dead, but the Rambam says, you're good and dead. Right? Because this person, without halachic justification, in all intents and purposes, acted suicidally, and you have no right to do so. A Jew who is mitzuveh b'kiddush Hashem, so the way that that expresses itself in 99.9% of life situations is v'chai lehem v'lo she'yamus behem yavor v'al yeharig, not as a matir, but as a chiyuv, and not only as a chiyuv, but as a rebaron salavetchik, as a manifestation of kiddush Hashem. And we explained, what's the big kiddush Hashem over here? Because why is this person living? Remember, we used that to clear the Nimuke Yosef, where we talked about, you know, why is it that, you know, the Nimuke Yosef can hold, seemingly, you know, the Rambam's perspective, and then it's like he's jumping over to the side of the smock, you know, not all the way, but somewhat. And the answer is, well, you know, maybe it's like, you know, a Shas Hashmad, what I call an internal Shas Hashmad, because the door is paritz bekach, or maybe, you know, it's this, you know, kadesh ilamdu acherim, that there's this, going to be this massive religious revival, be'avo v'yira, because this guy was prepared to make the ultimate sacrifice. Okay, good. So we understand that. And then the Rambam repeats it, kol mi shenamar bo yavor vel yiharig. Right after the ellipses. So, kol mishan emar bo yavor, v'al yiharig. So, the halacha dictates that the person has to do what otherwise would be a violation. Vin neherag. And instead, the person chooses death. Vilo avar. Instead of doing what halacha demands of him, which is to eat a behemah tmeya or a nevela or a treifa or dam or whatever it was. What's the halacha? Hareza? Six lines down. You guys don't have this? Kol mishenar marbo yavor v'al yaharig v'nerag v'lo avar harezim mischai b'nafsho? Okay. Okay, so David, pick it up where you have it. Right, that was literally the case straight out of the Gemara. Okay, that's the Shas Hashmad case. That was the line I was looking for. So the Rambam comes back and repeats that, right, David? Like he hits you over the head with it. That I don't care what the situation is, but if it's not a Shas Hashmad, and it's not the Gimel Chamburos, and it's not Bifnei Asarim Yisrael, if it's not one of those cases, and you choose death, Harezim Mischai Benafsho. That's a horrible thing. You're guilty. So there's no penalty for Bezdin whatsoever. Bezdin Shalmata doesn't get involved because it's Ones. Good. So the Rama makes it extremely clear that Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem Gadol Hazeh. So there are one of two possible outcomes: Yiharig Val Yavor. And if a person does that, Ein Lamala Al Malasan. What can we say? Then there's another outcome, which is the primary manifestation of Kiddush Hashem, which we call Yavor Val Yiharig. Do what otherwise would be an Avera if there wasn't an Anas. You can't eat a cheeseburger, or you can't eat a nevela, and you can't eat a behemoth tmeya, and you can't eat, you know, a trefa, and v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. But here you have to. It's totally binary. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem requires you either to choose life, v'chai b'hem v'lo she'yamus b'hem, or to die al Kiddush Hashem. Now, who wants to go back and tell me pshat for the Rambam by Bnei Noach? Quite possibly, as Shimon observed, Vafuke Shitas Hamiri. And it's something extraordinary. It's something really extraordinary. Let's go back, David, if you don't mind, just read it for the shir one more time, the Rambam in Hochos Mulachim, and it should jump out of the page at you. The Rambam is saying something mamish, mamish profound. What's the Rambam telling us? Think about it vis-a-vis the Mi'iri. Can't be sure about the Mi'iri, but I agree with Shimon's instinct. A Jew who's mitzuvah in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem
is obligated to not do anything.
So he is an obligation in both directions. Either he must live or he must die. What's the consequence of a non-Jew not having that mitzvah?
Nothing. They have to be over.
They have to be?
Over the Bera.
Is that what the Rambam says? Ben Noach shanaso anas. Lav or achas mi mitzvosav? Develop it. This is extraordinary. Shimon, take us. What's the amkus of the Rambam?
Because of the lack of by Ben Noach, so he kind of was like leaving the door open a little bit. We said everybody out, we have what I heard. It could kind of go either way, but it's like not as impressive. But for Bnei Yisrael, who have Kiddush Hashem, so in the case of Yahweh Ve'al Yehari, then like you really have to do it, or otherwise it's like it's all the things he describes it as.
Hareza Mischayev Benafsho, the Kikel of Shaval Kio.
But in the situation of Yehari Ve'al Yahweh, so it's the same thing, because of Kiddush Hashem, so you have to do be killed and not be over there. And if you do, he says like in Ma'alav.
So this is an extraordinary nekuda. The Rambam, who was so violently, vociferously opposed to any volunteerism when martyrdom was on the table, either you must or you may not. And if you do, you've murdered yourself. Hareza Mischayev Benafsho. That's Shitas HaRambam. That's a product of the fact that Klal Yisrael are mitzuvin b'Kiddush Hashem. Your life is not yours to trifle with. Either Kiddush Hashem means you live v'chai b'hem, or you die al Kiddush Hashem. But let's say you have no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. All of a sudden the Rambam says, it's your choice. Somebody puts a gun to your head and says, Eiver min achai, you want to go down? You have the right to do so. Puts a gun to your head and says, commit an act of gezel? You want to go down? Mutter. Now, I might say that morally speaking, there could be a difference. If it's shvichos damim, I would say maybe the moral thing to do is not to kill the other person. If it's Eiver min achai, I would say the moral thing to do is probably to go ahead and violate. You know, but that's A, speculative. I don't know if the Rambam would agree with me about that, number one. And number two, much more significantly, the fact is you have a choice. So this is so, so, so crucial. For a member of Klal Yisrael, Ashreinu Matov Chalkenu, the halacha demands of us, we're not given a choice. V'gadol mitzuveh v'oseh, mishenu mitzuveh v'oseh. The halacha demands of us, either you must martyr yourself, or you must live. Haneshama lach, v'haguf shalach. God owns everything. For a guy, it's his choice. Lefi sheno mitzuva b'kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem means your life is not your own. You either have to lay it down, or you must live. It's exactly what Reb Aaron Soloveitchik said, that Ketzad is also part of Kiddush Hashem. Yavor Kiddush Hashem. Yavor Val Yehareg is a chiyuv. Midin Kiddush Hashem. Not only midin v'chai b'hem. B'nai Noach don't have these kinds of regulations. There's so much more that's left to their discretion. Whether they live or die is their choice. Now the Mishnah Melech denies it as far as Shichus Damim. He says there you'd have to die. But that's not what the Rambam says. That's not what Toso says. That's not what the Meiri says. Seems eminently clear to me it's Das Yochid. Shimon.
So if we say the Shabbos of B'nai Noach are only
it's interesting because there is a Chizkuni that says that, and the Rambam, by the way, alludes to this. The Rambam says Hadas Notalem. The Chizkuni says that even if there was no explicit commandment, you know, the Mabul was legitimate because you know they should have been able to follow that the Davar Hamuskal. But the point is, you're right. That this creates a certain kind of a framework, but in a certain situation, there are two acceptable options. They want to uphold society by sacrificing your life rather than do avodah zara. That's okay, but we don't think that it's such a terrible thing. Apparently, that if a person put a gun to their head, so let them do avodah zara, even shrichus damim under those circumstances. That is a fascinating idea. But again, I think that this highlights what a zechus it is, and I don't mean this in a chauvinistic way. To be a member of Klal Yisrael means mitchila v'ad sof. We don't relate to our lives as our own. The Rambam's position that martyrdom was not optional, that it's determined by the Torah. You must die, you must live. There's no gray area. It's because we're mitzuvim. Hey, Ari, we wake up in the morning, we go to sleep at night, everything we do in between, we're mekabel malchus shamayim, the beginning of the day, we're mekabel malchus shamayim, at the end of the day, and everything in between should be, v'chol ma'asecha, you l'shem shamayim. Davis, Hilchos Deos, Perek Gimel. This is the Rambam, v'chol ma'asecha, you l'shem shamayim. Hamanig a'atzmo, This is the Rambam that I'm talking about. Let's give Davis a chance here. Yeah, you have it on the computer?
No.
Okay, so just give. Okay. Perikil, towards the end. Last halacha.
Nimsa Mahalas Bederang Zu Koyam of Kulan over Ovid and Hashem Tamid, Avil Bishah Shinosev Notin Rapil Bishah Shaboa, Ibn Shemach Shabata, Behol Kidei Shimsa Sarchav, Achihe, Gufo Shalim, Lavu and Hashem. Avil Bishah Shu Yashin, Yashin Ladad Kadesh Tanuach Naito Alam, Yanuach Gufo, Kadesh Lo Yichala, Velo Yuchal, Lavu and Hashem. Who hold that Nimsi Shashina, Shalom Abuda, Lamaka Barco, Balinian said Tibu Kahami, Bamru, Koma Secha, Yulishim Shanai, who Shamar Shlema Behaf Mato, the Father Ahaha,
Shlomo
Behaf Mato, the Father Ahaha, Daehu, who Yasher,
or Hosecha. So here you have an amazing thing. The Rambam is saying that the goal of life is to serve Hashem every single moment. everything that we do fits into the rubric of Avodas Hashem. The moment that we wake up to the moment you go to sleep, in a more macro sense, or the moment that we're born to the moment that we die, including and especially those halachos that govern how, when, and where we die. You don't have the right to all of a sudden say, okay, you know, I think I'm going to go down with the ship on this one. Unless the halacha determines that you must go down with the ship on this one. This is not discretionary. This relates to the essence of Klal Yisrael being always mitzuvin ve'omdin. This is the halachic ideal at its finest. As opposed to B'nai Noach, l'fi she'enan mitzuvin ve'kiddush Hashem, so they have choice. By the way, I would consider Ben Noach, who instead of killing somebody else, allow themselves to be killed, as a very noble person. Mechaside umos ha'olam. But you can't say that he's mechuyev to do that. He's not mechuyev to do it. He's not. I might feel differently, by the way, about a non-Jew who gave up their life rather than commit an act of gezel. I would say, I don't really relate. But that's the point, is that they have this discretion. So again, this is exactly where the Rambam resisted so strongly the smack and even the Nimuka Yosef. And the Rambam just could not conceive that there was any room for discretion in these situations. It's either you're absolutely obligated or you're totally categorically forbidden. V'areizem ischayiv v'nafsho. It's not a midas chasidus. It's a terrible chilul Hashem. Hayu mekadei shem shamayim v'chayim b'hem. Yavor v'al yehareg is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv kiddush Hashem. The Ram says it so clearly. Ben Noach shanasu anos lavor achas mitzosav mater lo lavor. Why? Lefi she'eno mitzuvah al kiddush Hashem. If you have no tzivoy of kiddush Hashem, you could do whatever you want. It's like being the president of poppies. There's no restraint. Kiddush Hashem means you must die or you must live. This illuminates the sheet of the Rambam against all the other Rishonim so clearly, so foundationally. And you really read this Rambam and you understand a little bit of what it means to be a Jew. Because what do we believe in the end? This is the last line, then I'll turn it over to Ariel. I'll give you guys for some time. Life is not an absolute value. Life is critical, but it's not an absolute value. Service of God is an absolute value. That service of God, in 99% of cases, is going to involve living, because after you're dead, what can you not do? Serve God. But there are outer boundaries where the absolute value of serving God takes priority over continuing to live. You don't get to determine what those are. And this nekuda is so foundational that everything that people get confused about and argue about in the world, 98% of it is clarified by this point. You know what's true? The halacha sometimes requires us to sacrifice quality of life. Why should we not be surprised? Because you know what? Halacha sometimes requires us to sacrifice life itself. Lo aleinu, you have a situation. You have a Gioras Tzedek. And she meets a Kohen and falls in love with him. And there's a Gioras, there's a mitzvah of Avas Ager. And this Kohen hasn't met anybody. And all of a sudden, and Lo Tov Hayosa Adam Levado, right? But can they marry each other? Is that going to impact their quality of life? Of course it will. Is it tragic? Of course it's tragic. Is it what the halacha demands? Yes. You know why? Because service of God is a higher value than quality of life. It's even a higher value than life. Now again, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact he's a melech chafetz b'chayim. We don't have martyrdom going on yether montik und donerstik, to say it in French. Most of the time, halacha is compatible with continued life. That's the vast majority of cases. That's not incidental. I do think that's reflective of a value statement. But halkol panim, at some outer boundary point, it's not the absolute value. Absolute values are not negotiable. Life is very important, but it's not an absolute value. So guess what? Just like service of God can trump life, you know what? It can even trump quality of life. And there's a lot of confusion on that point. But that's, you know, sometimes life is very complicated and sometimes simple. And either you really believe that statement or you don't. The halacha dictates that all meaning in life is derived from humble service of God. That is the point of departure of the halachic system. It's a very important foundational idea. That's what controls this sugya. For a ben Noach, who has a far lower standard of obligation, he has discretion in dramatic ways. Whether he lives or dies is his decision. I may agree with it, I may not agree with it. Doesn't matter. He's allowed to. He wants to commit an act of avodah zarah and live? He could do that. He'd rather die than commit an act of avodah zarah bonus? He's allowed to do that. The Rambam couldn't accept the idea that a Jew is mitzvah v'tarik mitzvos will just decide willy-nilly either to martyr themselves or to do an aveira. How is that consistent with the ethic of tarik mitzvos?